Talking today with Ed Feith from the Oklahoma Scenic Rivers Commission, and you indicated that you are very appreciative of the work that's gone on with this conservation coalition of the Oklahoma Conservation Commission, the Association of Conservation Districts, NRCS, and other groups that have really worked hard on trying to reduce the nutrient load in those scenic river areas.
That is very true, Ron. When you look at the Clean Water Act, it tells the state of Oklahoma and the other states, for that matter, that we shall clean up point source issues. Yet for Oklahoma to accomplish what we've done in the last 5 years with reducing phosphorus and nitrogen to the tune that we have, that is a non-point source issue that we've been dealing with. It's a voluntary issue. It's not one that's mandated that we have to do. It's a state objective that we've adopted. And, we're doing some really good work in this state through the Conservation Commission.
One practice that you mentioned was the removal of chicken litter from the Illinois River Basin, for example.
Oh, Ron, you were around back when I was on the Animal Waste Task Force for Governor Keating, and we were advocating moving poultry waste back then, and a lot of naysayers saying it couldn't be done. But look, today we have a market-driven program that, yes, we plugged in some federal and state dollars to make that happen, to transport the waste initially, but now we have a market-driven program that's up and running, and to the tune of about 80%+ it's being moved down the Illinois River Basin, both in Arkansas and Oklahoma. So that in and of itself is a success story.
You indicated that as we look at today's Illinois River and the other rivers that you're involved with, remarkably better.
Remarkably better. That is a correct quote. The water quality is continuing to get better. It's not to say that we will never get at some point where we can say our work is finished. We have to continue to be vigilant, particularly given that the Illinois River Basin in northwest Arkansas is forecast to grow out by 2050, another doubling of the population. So there'll be approximately 1 million people that will live in the Illinois River Basin in Oklahoma and Arkansas then. And 1980s, we had less than 200,000. So it's going to continue to be an issue we have to deal with.
That'll mean additional pressure from other directions besides just agriculture on pollution.
Oh, yes. Agriculture, urban sprawl is going to overtake probably agriculture, I would guess.